WGNS Murfreesboro, WTVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, W270 AF Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
And a good morning to you. The time right now is 8:14. You're tuned to WGNS. Our guest this morning is Eric Stewart, who is running as a Democrat in the 4th District for Congress. And Stewart is running against Scott Desjarlais, who is running as Republican. And we've got Eric Stewart on the phone with us this morning. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Great to be with you this morning.
So what made you decide to want to run?
Well, Scott, I've been, I guess, around primarily local elections, local politics my whole life. My dad ran for city council when I was 10 years old, and we knocked on every door in Winchester. And we didn't go get a list of registered voters to see which door to knock on. We knocked on all of them. And from that point on, I was really, kind of been hooked, and served on the county commission in Franklin County and currently serving in the state senate for a few more days. And, just working with folks on the county commission, working with some great legislators on both sides of the aisle in the state legislature. I have firsthand knowledge of what goes on in Washington and how it comes down and affects us at the state and local level here in Tennessee. And as most of us have seen, not much is going on in Washington. I mean, they're fighting all the time. It's full of gridlock and partisanship, and it hurts our economy. It hurts our communities, and I feel like that I have something to bring to the table to help solve that. Work together with other members on both sides of the aisle to move this country forward. We've got a lot of issues that we're faced with. A lot of things that we have to work on. But it's hard to get to any of those, until you can get through the gridlock and begin working together. And I feel like that. That's what I've been able to do on the commission and in the state senate, and that's what I want to take to Washington.
Again, our guest right now is Eric Stewart, running as a Democrat in the 4th Congressional District, and he's running against Scott Desjarlais, who is running as Republican. And over the past couple of weeks, months even, we've heard a lot about Scott Desjarlais and the abortion issue. Where do you stand on all this?
Well, I mean, there have been a lot of folks have weighed in on it. A lot of folks have been a lot of talk about it, and it's certainly made the race a whole lot closer. Now, what we've been out doing, what we've been out talking to voters about, are the issues that they're concerned with, which are like Medicare and Social Security. Certainly, bringing jobs back, and what we have to do to bring those jobs back to this country, to this state, and to this district. That's what we've really been focused on. There's no question that. The revelations about Congressman Desjarlais are disturbing, and I don't think they represent the values of the people of the 4th District. We think we offer them a great alternative. Congressman Desjarlais has said he's actually said he takes being part of a do-nothing Congress as a badge of honor. Folks of the 4th District, folks of Tennessee, we don't need a do-nothing Congress. We need a Congress that's going to stop fighting, start fixing, work together to get things done. And I think we offer a great alternative to the congressman. I can promise you that Rutherford County is very important to this district. It makes up 37% of the population. We will certainly have a congressional office right there in Murfreesboro. We'll have staff there that I want to become part of the community. My dad told me a long time ago, one thing I learned from him is that nobody knows how to build a community better than the folks that live in it. As an elected official, it's not only my job to go up and cast votes in Washington. It's also my job to work with the local leaders, the state leaders, and build the community that the folks that live in that community won't build. It's not my job to tell them what to do. It's my job to help them find a way. And that's what I'll do if I'm in Congress. I'm a Democrat. I'm proud of it. But at the end of the day, we have to work together to get things done, regardless of the party line. The most important job we have as elected officials is working with folks in the communities to build their community, to make them strong, to make sure their small businesses are successful, to make sure that working families have money in their pocket so they can go spend in those small businesses. So that's what we'll work on if we're given the opportunity to serve the people of the 4th District.
Now, let's go back to the Desjarlais issue real quick here. He says he is against abortion, even though what has allegedly been said prior to that, supposedly trying to talk a significant other into trying to get an abortion. Where do you stand on the issue of abortion?
You know, I'm pro-life. I am. I think that we have politicized the issue, and my position is that we need to work together again. To reduce the number of abortions, you know, in this country. We need to work together, and most of those come from the fact that you know, whether it's financial strain on as a result of a pregnancy or something like that, or pressure from as you call it, the significant other that causes that. We need to work together to educate and bring down the number of abortions in this country. There's no question. Too many times we focus on what we disagree on. I think everybody can agree that should be a goal that we have. That's a goal I'll keep working hard on. I've done it in the Senate. I don't think we need to politicize the issue and make it, you know, I'm not a big fan of labels, whether it's pro-life, pro-choice, liberal, conservative, whatever it is. I'm not a big fan of labels. I think we have to work together and focus on what we agree on. If we focus on what we agree on, we're going to eliminate a lot of what we disagree on. Most of us want the same things. We have different ideas about how to get to those goals and meet those goals. But at the end of the day, what we need to do is work together to get there.
Again, with us this morning, State Senator Eric Stewart, and I guess the next logical step is Congress, like you were talking about earlier.
Well, with the Congress that we've had mentioning logic, Congress, they really don't sound too good together, do they? But we do need folks in Congress that are willing to work together. And I don't know if that's, you know, I guess when you're saying the next logical step, I'm assuming you're talking about in politics, having served on the state and local level.
I mean, that's right.
It's, you know, 4 years ago, I can tell you that there was really no desire in my mind to go to Congress. But I do feel like that we need folks up there who can work together. I don't feel like we have that now. And it's both sides of the aisle are at fault for that. You know, I mentioned having served in the legislature and served with folks like, I served with folks like Jim Tracy, with Bill Ketron, Mike Sparks, Joe Carr. I served with those guys. We don't always agree. But you know, we can sit down at a table and we can have a discussion and we can work through our differences to help our communities. That's what we've been able to do for the last 4 years in the legislature. I worked under a Democrat governor. I worked with a Republican governor. I've not always agreed with either one of them, but what we can do is sit down and solve problems, and those problems need to be solved in Washington. But you cannot do that unless you're working together.
Now, Eric, you were recently in Rutherford County, I believe October 30th, for a veterans listening tour. How did that go? What did you hear from veterans?
It was a great tour. We had General John Castello, who's a retired 3-star Marine general, lives in West Tennessee out in Crockett County, spent a couple of days with us just traveling around the district talking to veterans and talking about veterans' issues. And what we heard a lot from veterans are, you know, we need more efficiencies. We need to make sure that we do everything we can to protect the benefits of our veterans that quite honestly, they've earned and have the right to expect. We need to work on speeding up claims services for them. We need to work on, quite honestly, shortening the waiting times that they have to wait for service. So there are a lot of different things that veterans have. You know, we a big thing that we heard are the multiple deployments that we see our volunteer force have now. And you know, General Castello made some really good points. One of the best points I think that he made is that, you know, these are the first wars that we fought with a completely volunteer army, without a draft. Every other war that we've been in, we've had a draft. This one's been completely volunteer. And I expect that's the way it's going to stay. So folks are looking at, folks are going to be looking at how we treat our veterans as they're returning home. Are we keeping our promises to our veterans? Are we helping them re-assimilate back into society? Are we helping them make sure that they have jobs when they come home? Our young people are going to be watching that as we move forward. And if we want to keep a strong force, if we want to keep a strong quality force, which we have today, we're going to have to make sure we keep the promises to those veterans. We're faced with some very difficult decisions with regard to the budget. We're looking at as we wind down the wars in the Middle East, we're looking at a $700 billion budget that's going to decrease. Not for sure how much it's going to decrease yet. The general said, it could come back down to the $300 billion that we saw prior to the conflicts, prior to the wars. And so there's going to have to be some really difficult decisions that are made. Are we going to buy another tank? Are we going to buy another airplane? Are we going to support and provide the services to the veterans who have gone over there and fought those wars? I'm always going to put people first. It's just what I really do my best to try to do. I really believe we have to keep those promises we made to our veterans and work hard to make sure that they have the benefits that they deserve. An active veteran commits suicide in this country every 30 hours, I think. A veteran overall, whether it's active or retired, commits suicide every 80 minutes. That's unacceptable in the country that we live in. We have to be able to fund the programs that we need to bring that down, to attack PTSD, to attack the suicide problem, and really work hard to make sure that we give our veterans the opportunity, every opportunity they have to so that when they return, they're able to live successful, productive lives, and they've already contributed so much to our society, and we need to make sure that they have the opportunity to continue to contribute.
State Senator Eric Stewart on the air with us this morning, and he is running for Congress, and he is running against Scott Desjarlais. Stewart running as a Democrat, and Desjarlais running as a Republican. And just to be fair, Desjarlais could not be with us this morning. Eric, let me ask you, one of the big issues that we have seen over the last 4 years with President Obama is the issue of health care and what has been labeled as Obamacare. And we've got states like Tennessee saying that they don't think they want to participate if all of this goes through. Where do you stand on Obamacare, and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, what I've said, of course, I know folks have seen the mail that's dropped in their mailbox and the TV ads up running. I know everybody's getting sick of all the TV ads and can't wait for Tuesday to get here so the election will be over. I certainly understand and appreciate that. But what I said about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, is that there are a lot of good things in it. Prohibiting insurance companies from denying folks just because of pre-existing conditions. Having been in the insurance business and served in the state Senate, the number one constituent services that we do in my Senate office are helping folks who want to pay for insurance, who want to get health care, have issues that they need medical coverage for, but they can't get the insurance because they have a pre-existing condition. Sometimes it's as small as high blood pressure. I think that's good that the law prohibits insurance companies from doing that. Allowing 26-year-olds to stay on their parents' policy up until they're 26. We've got a lot of young folks who are graduating from college now or trying to get their feet on the ground, just like they're at MTSU. The job market is not the best in the world. So if they're not a full-time student, they come off of their parents' policies. It's an accident waiting to happen. If they allow to stay on their parents' policies until they're 26 years old, until they find that job, get their feet on the ground, then I think that's a good thing. It gets more people into the pool. Closing the donut hole for senior citizens having been in the insurance business and seen seniors who quite, literally, it almost sounds cliche, but it's not, who literally have to decide whether they're going to take their medicine or whether they're going to buy their food. We're better than that in this country, and I think that's a good part of it. Now there are some parts that have to be changed, and what I said is, while I won't vote to repeal it, I'll work with Democrats and Republicans in Congress and the President, no matter who the President is, to address and to solve some of those issues. Yes, it puts burdens on some of our small businesses. We need to do everything we can to make sure our small businesses prosper and succeed and begin hiring more people. The overwhelming issue that we're faced with health care is that we're spending 20 cents on every dollar in this country on health care costs. That's why working families don't have money. That's why they can't go spend it in our small businesses. The consumers are the real job creators. We've heard a lot of talk about job creators over the last couple of years, and small businesses, medium businesses, large businesses are extremely important. I want to work with them every single day that I'm in Congress to make sure that they prosper, to make sure that they succeed, and make sure that they're profitable. But the real job creators are the consumers, because it's economics 101. It's having own businesses myself. I don't just hire people because I got money in my pocket. I hire people when the demand for my product exceeds the level of production I can provide. So when folks start spending more money, buying more product, businesses will start hiring more people because they'll have to keep up. So we got to get that money. We've got to control health care costs. We've got to get money back in working families' pockets so that all our businesses can succeed and our economy can grow.
Again, Eric Stewart on the air with us this morning, running for Congress. Eric, we got to take a short break, but we will be right back, and we'll get some more questions right after this break. Hold on just a minute with us.
Right now,
the time is 8:29. You're tuned to WGNS. Again, stay with us. We've got more questions for Eric Stewart coming up right after this break. Time now, 8:30.
Ford of Murfreesboro has just been named the number one Shelby Cobra dealership in the United States. Test drive the Shelby Cobra that has the all-new supercharged 5.8-liter V8. Ford of Murfreesboro was also named the number three dealer in the U.S. for selling the Mustang Roush. Come test drive and take home a new 540-horsepower Stage 3 Mustang from Roush today. Ford of Murfreesboro, your Roush and Cobra headquarters. On Broad at Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
For over 130 years, the family at Bell Jewelers have been making dreams come true. And all this month you get a free pink leather Pandora bracelet honoring Breast Cancer Awareness Month if you spend $85 or more over at Bell Jewelers on Pandora charms and jewelry. That's right, just another way to say thank you for shopping at Bell Jewelers. 821 Northwest Broad, right across from Toots. That's October only at Bell Jewelers.
Taylor Guitars are here at Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Taylor Acoustics are the top acoustic guitar line in the United States, and in fact, in the entire world. And this is a great compliment to our Paul Reed Smith electric guitar line, which is a premier line worldwide also. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Demas Restaurant has pans to go.
We began to get a lot of calls on can you feed 7 or 8 or 10 of us or 20, 30, some large number.
Jim Demas showing his fatherly pride.
Pans to go. That was something that Peter introduced.
Pans to go at Demas Restaurant.
Each pan will feed from 6 to 8 people. So we've got a pretty full array of pans to go.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We've got traffic building still on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Easing just a bit, Old Fort Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. We've got one incident on I-24. It's the eastbound lanes being affected at Briley Parkway. That's going to be the opposite direction. Most people are going to be traveling, of course. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction. FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule, your pace, within your budget. Call National Flight Training 366-9192 or go online to nationalflighttraining.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
That update brought to you by New Airborne Hot Soothing Mix with 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, including vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, and echinacea.
New Airborne Hot Soothing Mix, real immune support.
For the forecast area today, plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. We'll have a north-northwest wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 41 degrees for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 54.
Right now the time, 8:33, you're tuned to WGNS. Our guest this morning is State Senator Eric Stewart, who is running for Congress, and he is running against Scott Desjarlais. Again, Eric, thank you for joining us this morning.
Sure, Scott. Again, great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, let's go back to the insurance issue talking about how children, their parents can keep them on their insurance policy up until age 26 is one of the things that I guess is in the Obamacare Act. What is the current age? How old can a child stay on a parent's insurance form at this point?
Well, for the most part, and it'll differ. It probably differs some by company, but for the most part, a student can stay on their parent's policy as long as they're past the age of 18, as long as they're enrolled as a full-time student.
Okay. One of the other big things that we've heard a lot about, contraception. And requiring, I guess, businesses for their insurance policy to cover the price of contraception for women. How do you feel about all that? Because we've heard a lot of talk about it.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, with regards to contraception, it's really none of the government's business. And I just think they probably should just stay out of it.
Well, that makes sense. Again, with us this morning is Eric Stewart, and he is running for Congress. What else is on your mind? What are some of the other things that you would like to put out there?
Sure, Scott. And you know, I guess I just kind of want to go back through the campaign and talk a little bit more about Rutherford County and what we've been trying to do there and folks that we've been trying to meet. You know, I got in this race back in November of 2011 before Rutherford County was even in the 4th Congressional District. That changed when the legislature did redistricting reapportionment in January, and as soon as we found out Rutherford County was going to be in the 4th, I began making visits to Rutherford County, trying to meet people, introduce myself, become part of the community the best I could. Now, there are 16 counties in the 4th Congressional District, but Rutherford County makes up 37% of the population, so it's going to be very important. It's you know, we've been to Boy Scout luncheons, we've been to the City Schools Foundation dinner, we've been to just hosts of different things. You know, one thing that pretty proud of, I saw MTSU won a big game last night, became bowl eligible. My wife teaches at MTSU. We're season ticket holders, been going to the games, my kids love it. We just try to really be part of the community, and I feel like that's what an elected official needs to be, because you can't do the work for the community unless you're involved. On the other side, I don't know that our opponent has been to Rutherford County that much. I don't know that he's become part of the community. You know, I know there are a lot of folks. We've seen the articles pop up in some DC magazines and some DC newspapers talking about, you know, there are four or five different Republicans that are already talking about lining up and primarying Desjarlais if he's reelected. You know, what's going to happen over the next 2 years is important. It's important to our communities. It's important to helping our communities grow, getting our economy back on track. I don't think that the 4th District can afford another 2 years of a do-nothing Congress.
Well,
I'm committed to working hard for this district, our communities, as long as the folks want to have me. You know, I can tell you, and I said this when I ran for County Commission and State Senate, if you give me the opportunity to serve you in Congress, I'll do everything I can not to let you down. And you know what? If I do, you can get rid of me in 2 years. You can vote me out. That's what the process is about. That's what elections are about. Every 2 years for Congress, folks get to go to the polls and they get to cast a vote for the direction of their district and of this country. I'll commit to the folks of this district that we'll get in there and work hard for them. I feel like that they'll be proud of the work that we're able to do. And again, if they don't, they can vote me out. There are too many important decisions to make. There's too much work to do to send somebody to Congress. who's not willing to be part of your community, who's not been willing to sit on the stage and debate the issues, who has not been willing to face the voters. I'm willing to do that. I've done that. I've told folks before that if I'm elected to Congress and we're running for re-election, whatever the debate is, whether it's the League of Women Voters or the Chamber of Commerce or the local TV and radio station, if they want to debate in 2 years, I'm going to go sit and I'm going to defend my record. I'm going to talk about the issues because the voters have they have a right to know where you stand. They have a right to know what you've been doing. And I think that's important. And I think that the people of Rutherford County feel like that's important. I feel like that they feel like it's important that they have somebody up there that's fighting for them every single day. We may not always agree on every issue, but I can promise that if they call my office, we're going to be able to talk about the issues. I'm going to take their input, and I'm going to bring their input into my decision-making process. I want to represent the people of this district, and I want to be part of this district. So I hope folks will give me the opportunity to do that. There are too many important decisions that need to be made to default back to a do-nothing Congress.
Now, when we talked to Katie this morning with your campaign, it was suggested that you didn't want to take phone calls from listeners. Why is that?
Well, I don't mind taking phone calls from listeners. That doesn't necessarily bother me. We've taken phone calls from listeners on other ones. I don't know. I don't have a problem with taking phone calls from listeners. Katie and I'll talk about that, I guess.
Okay. Now let's go back to the jobs. Recently, the Tennessee Department of Labor and the Tennessee Career Centers held job fairs for veterans here in Tennessee. And from what I understand, it was very successful, and employers actually showed up with jobs on hand. It wasn't just a, let's get your resume and see what happens. It was, we'll hire you. Did you participate in that, which was, I believe, last week?
It was last week, and they were all across the district. Didn't participate in them, but I followed them closely. I'm very proud of what the Department of Labor has done. October of 2011, we did our own job fair in my state senate district in Manchester, in conjunction with Motlow State Community College, in conjunction with Tennessee Army National Guard. A lot of local businesses did the same thing, not just for veterans, but for everyone. The biggest problem facing our veterans today is that, I had one of our veterans tell me the other day, I was infantry in the Army. There's not much demand for that out here in the private sector, and he's right. But what there is a demand for are folks who are disciplined, folks who show up to work on time, folks who work hard, and that's what our vets have done every single day in the military. So there are a lot of qualities that carry over to the private sector other than just firing a rifle. So I'm proud of what the Haslam administration, what Department of Labor have done to accomplish last week, and to bring about these job fairs and really focus on trying to get some of our veterans back to work.
Well, the big day is Tuesday. How do you feel about Tuesday? Are you positive about it?
Oh, I feel great about it. I mean, we feel like that it's a very close race. The vote, we feel like we've run a very good campaign. I've worked hard, gotten out in the district and talked to voters and have introduced myself and have made a lot of great friends. Whatever the outcome of the election on Tuesday, that's the way elections work. The voters get to decide. I respect that and appreciate that. I'd like to have the opportunity to serve the people of this district. I feel like that I really believe that they're going to give me that opportunity. And I'm going to work hard for them for the next 2 years, and we'll see where it goes from there. But we feel very good about our chances. We feel like the folks of this district want somebody that's going to go work hard for them, that's not going to embarrass them, not going to embarrass the district, not going to embarrass the state. And it's going to be, they want somebody that's going to be willing to sit down and work across the aisle. We've heard from folks on both sides of the aisle that they appreciate the campaign that we've run, that they believe that we can go up there and make a difference, and that's what we're going to try hard to do.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background. We've talked a lot about the issues, but what did you do growing up? Are you there? Okay. Apparently, we lost connection with Eric Stewart, I guess. Right now, the time is 8:43. You're tuned to WGNS, and we appreciate you tuning in. Remember, the show can be heard in full detail on our website, WGNSradio.com. It is on podcast on our website, or rather will be, after 9 o'clock this morning. Eric, are you still with us? All right, apparently we lost connection there. Right now, the time, again, 8:43. We've got local news coming your way in just a minute.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area today, plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. We'll have a north-northwest wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 41 degrees for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 54.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Right now, the time, 8:45. We temporarily lost Eric Stewart, but we do have him back on the line with us now. And, Eric, before the break, what I was asking was, tell us about your background, what you did growing up and all that.
Okay, sure, Scott. Growing up, I come from a long line of teachers and business owners. My granddad actually started my family's small business, home improvement business, back in 1941. It's evolved and changed a little bit since then. It's gone from, he started out retinning old water containers as a sheet metal worker, went into central heating and air and guttering, and now it's pretty much vinyl siding replacement windows. My brother and dad still do that on a daily basis. My dad is currently county mayor of Franklin County. But my mom and dad were also teachers growing up, and my dad was a football coach. So I grew up, either I was under a house putting in central heating and air from the age of 12 or on a football field with my dad watching him coach football, and learned a lot from both of those. Getting up before daylight on Saturday morning as a 12-year-old, not particularly anything that I wanted to do at the time, but it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about hard work, working hard and working together. It taught me about doing a job and doing it right and providing a good level of customer service. And I think a lot of that has carried over into my public life as well. I'm very particular about the constituent service work that we do in my Senate office. I think that is the most important part of the job of any elected official is the constituent service work. I'm glad to have the endorsement of Congressman Bart Gordon, and Congressman Gordon probably did constituent service work better than anybody I know. His staff was super. They did a great job. They cared about the community. They were involved in the community. And if I'm given the opportunity to serve in Congress, I want to follow those same footsteps, because constituent service work is very important. And again, I consider it the most important part of an elected official's job. Went to college at Austin Peay State University, left and came home to run my family's small business from 93 to 1999 when I opened up my own insurance agency in Federal, Tennessee. I was there from 99 to 2004. In 2004, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and my dad and I, we merged our insurance agency, so he could spend a little more time helping her come through that. Luckily, she's been cancer-free now for 7 years. So we're blessed there. And then in 2010, my brother and sister-in-law joined my insurance agency, and we sold it in 2011. So my family's done a lot in the small business area and also in the education area. As I mentioned before, my wife's a teacher. She taught high school for 19 years. She's now teaching at MTSU, and she's also a graduate of MTSU with her bachelor's degree and master's degree. So, you know, the certainly MTSU is very important to what this district needs and to Rutherford County.
Well, with your background, with your mom having cancer and being cancer-free for now 7 years, if you are elected to this 4th district in Congress, will you push for more money to be set aside for medical research for things like cancer?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, when we talk about more pushing for more money to be set aside, now we have to realize that we certainly have a fiscal problem right now. We have over $1 trillion deficit every year that we've got to find a way to solve. So while I certainly think it's important, while I certainly think medical research is very important and in the long run is a great investment, I'm a little apprehensive to say I commit to put more money into anything until we get our fiscal house in order. And we have to do that. And it's going to take a balanced approach to do that. It's going to take folks working together to do that. But I certainly do think it's important. My family, from my grandparents to my parents, on both sides of the family, our family has been touched by cancer several times. And it is very important. But there are a lot of other diseases that are out there that we need research and advancement in as well. So I certainly think it's very important. I think it's a good investment. But we're going to have to get our fiscal house in order before we can make a whole lot of new promises.
One of the heaviest funded researches out there is for breast cancer research, and one of the most underfunded researches out there is for lung cancer research. Is lung cancer anything that you would like to see some more research being done on? Because that has one of the highest death rates out of all the cancers put together.
Yeah, the grandfather that I talked about starting a small business died of lung cancer in the mid-80s. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, my family's been touched by it. Cancer, all types of cancer, are horrible diseases that affect families, that affect families' pocketbooks and their economy, and certainly we have to, you know, we certainly need to be using research and development to find cures for these diseases. There are priorities that we have to set, and I think that's things that you have to work together to do. All of us want to see a cure for cancer. I certainly want to see a cure for cancer. As I said, it's touched my life in an up close and personal way, and I would love for one day for families not to have to go through that. But again, we also have to get our fiscal house in order, set our priorities, focus on those goals, and get the job done. We have to work together to do that. It's not Democrats and Republicans.
Again, our guest today is State Senator Eric Stewart. How do you feel that your opponent has run his race so far?
Well, I think that's up for the voters to decide. I don't think he's made himself as accessible to the media or to the public as I have. I said it early on. I felt like it's important for folks to know who their candidates are, to understand what's going on, to understand where they are on the issues. And to understand that they're going to be part of their communities. I feel like we've done a better job at that. But the voters are going to get to decide that on Tuesday.
Now, I'm curious, did you already vote in early voting, or are you voting on?
I did vote. I voted yesterday.
And let me just guess who you voted for.
I voted for myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, how can people get a hold of you if they have questions for you in the future?
Well, they certainly can look up our website. Is it votestewart.com, or they can send us an email. Send me an email to estewart@votestewart.com or info@votestewart.com. On the website, there are some phone numbers there that you can, more than happy to have you call those phone numbers if you have any questions. We want to make ourselves accessible to folks. We want to answer the questions. We want to be part of the community and feel like that's important of an elected official, of a leader, of a member of Congress.
State Senator Eric Stewart with us. He is running for 4th Congressional District in Congress, running against Scott Desjarlais. And Mr. Stewart is running as a Democrat. Desjarlais is running as a Republican. Once again, give us those numbers. How big is the 4th Congressional District? We seem to have lost him once again. Right now the time, 8:53. That's going to about wrap up the show anyways. 16 counties make up the 4th Congressional District, in case you're wondering. Again, the time, 8:54. A check on the weather comes your way next, and also the traffic.
It's your midday catch-up on information. The Midday Report with Zach Trotman. Weekdays, 11 to noon on WGNS, AM, FM, online. Weather Eye.
For the forecast area today, plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. We'll have a north-northwest wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 41 degrees for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 54.
Hi, this is Mike, owner of Maple Street Grill, inviting you to come and experience our restaurant.
Thanksgiving dinner and all the trimmings at the Maple Street Grill. Enjoy Thanksgiving there or take it home.
Maple Street Grill at 109 North Maple Street in downtown historic Murfreesboro.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning. We've got traffic building still on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Easing just a bit, Old Ford Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane. We've got one incident on I-24. It's the eastbound lanes being affected at Briley Parkway. That's going to be the opposite direction. Most people are going to be traveling, of course. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction and FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule, your pace, within your budget. Call National Flight Training 366-9192 or go online to nationalflighttraining.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Get your good neighbor events to us in writing 2 weeks before they occur. We'll put them on the radio and the internet. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
Right now the time, 8:56. Again, our guest today has been State Senator Eric Stewart, who is running for Congress in the 4th Congressional District. He is running against Scott Desjarlais. Desjarlais is running as a Republican, and Mr. Stewart is running as a Democrat. Now, Eric, we only have a couple of minutes left to wrap up the show, so what would you tell voters about Tuesday?
You hear it all the time, it's an important election. There are a lot of important decisions to make, and I hope, I certainly hope, and I'm asking for folks to give me the opportunity to serve them. We need folks, we need leadership who can work together, regardless of whether they're Democrats or Republicans. We need to solve these problems as Americans, and I'm committed to doing that. I'd appreciate the opportunity to serve them. I'd appreciate the opportunity to work for them, and I'll work hard for our communities. That's what I've tried to do on the county commission. That's what I've tried to do in the state legislature, and I feel like it's very important that after Tuesday, we put elections aside and we roll up our sleeves and we go to work. I feel like that there's a lot of work to be done. We need folks who are ready, willing, and able to work together to make that happen. So it's been great being on the show, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity, look forward to Tuesday and look forward to hopefully serving the voters of this district. Everyone in this district.
Now, where are you going to be on Tuesday?
I will be all over. We'll, like I said, there's 16 counties. We'll be moving around the district and working different polling places. We're going to end the night in Rutherford County. We're going to end the night in Murfreesboro. My wife Judy and I and the kids and a few folks will. We'll find us a place to watch the returns come in, listen to the returns come in, and we're going to be spending the night in Murfreesboro that night and hopefully waking up Wednesday morning ready to go to work.
And you would actually start in January. What is the date that you would start if you did win?
I believe it's January 3rd.
January 3rd.
But you go through orientation, a lot of different stuff leading up to January. But still, there's a lot of, if the folks give me the opportunity, there's a lot of work to be done between now and January, and we're going to hit the ground running.
Sounds good. Our guest today has been Eric Stewart, State Senator Eric Stewart, and he is running for, again, 4th Congressional District seat in Congress, and he's running against Scott Desjarlais. Again, Eric, thank you for joining us this morning.
Scott's been great. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Absolutely. Right now the time is 8:59. You're tuned to WGNS. Stay with us. We do have local news coming your way next.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.